Mixtape Podcast.
Yeah, what it do? Mobbing with the crew, nothing new. I thought you knew, thought I was falling off. Blessings keep on falling through. Oh, don't panic, dog. Grow a boo, I can't lose. No, I can't lose.
Yo, Knicks fans, what is up? I am Ja, so focused.
I'm French, the bro host, and we would like to welcome you to
the Knicks Take Podcast.
This is episode 76.
And this is a weekly podcast where we bring you the biggest Knicks news of the week.
Make sure to follow us on our socials. You can check us out first on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter/X by searching for the Knicks Take.
Also, make sure you check us out on the website that we plug every week, but now it is new and improved. KnicksTake.com, where you can find our merchandise, some of the merchandise that we're wearing right now on our heads, on our bodies, etc. Go on to KnicksTake.com.
Plus more. We're going to have some mugs on there. We're going to have a lot more stuff. So check out that website. Mm-hmm. And lastly, if you love what you hear, please subscribe to us on whatever platform you're watching or listening to us on. Hit the thumbs up button and the notification bell if you're watching on YouTube. But most importantly, please share this with any Knicks fans who might enjoy the show. And now the show.
French, how was your week before we go into a quick recap of the games? This week was Valentine's week, and today is actually also a very important day. But before we get to that, how was your week?
Happy birthday, Ma. But this week...
Always messing up my plans. Go ahead.
My fault. But this week, because the Knicks were so injured and the games... You pretty much knew we were going to lose. I went into each game just like expecting the worst. Mm-hmm. So if it was a competitive loss, it wasn't really like... It wasn't the same feeling that you would get from like a close Knicks loss. So
I was trying to ask you a personal question.
Oh, my real week.
I wanted to know like how was side chick day? How was Valentine's Day? How was that? You know, I know you're a single bachelor man now, so I just was trying to make sure that you were feeling the love because I didn't send you any love.
We did not create this platform to get me caught up. So I was thinking we were talking about the Knicks, my fault. So this week was pretty cool. I just chilled out.
To see how you were doing. That's all.
I had a humbling week.
Very humbled. Very good. I had a decent week. My Valentine's Day. This is my Valentine's Day gift. My little tumbler here with the Knicks Take Podcast.
Okay.
And we're gonna try and have something like that on the Knicks Take website for you guys to purchase also in the future.
We're not gonna try. It's gonna be up by the time this episode comes out.
How about that? All right. I like the confidence, sir. And now on to less confident things. The Knicks previous week. Missing a lot of NBA players, a lot of starters on the team. We're going to talk about the Knicks facing off against the Indiana Pacers. We're going to talk about the Knicks facing off against the Houston Rockets. We're going to talk about the Knicks facing off against the Orlando Magic. And then we're going to go into happier news with the All-Star Weekend that is currently ensuing. And then we're going to finish off with a preview of the one upcoming game that we'll have this week. So French,
yo,
let's get started on these games.
The first game of the week, the Knicks facing off against the Indiana Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton coming back to the Garden, Burks and Bojan. I believe this was their first game. Yes, it was their first game as a Knicks.
Yep.
And at the same time, the Knicks still only had 8 active players because Isaiah Hartenstein was out. Due to his Achilles injury,
mm-hmm. which is now listed as heel tendinopathy, I think.
Say it again.
Tendinopathy. If you're asking me to tell you what it means, I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
So and Sims was sick too.
Yeah, he was out with an illness. So the Knicks basically had no center. Mm-hmm. Precious Achiuwa was our starting big man. And it really was a lot closer than it should have been the whole game. Mm-hmm. Burks and Boyan played. Jalen Brunson just led the offense the entire night, though. He finished the night with 39 points. But the Indiana Pacers basically were just able to take advantage of the fact that the Knicks had no big man. And Tyrese Halliburton was shown why he's the all-star. He had like this play in the first half where he threw it off the backboard and threw it to the corner.
Yep.
So I forgot who knocked down that three, but that was like the highlight of this game.
It was
for Halliburton.
The big man.
Turner?
No.
Siakam.
Yeah.
Siakam, yeah.
Yeah, Pascal hit that three. He had a pretty good game too. The other almost highlight, did you see? You probably didn't see. Obi Toppin, former slam dunk contest.
Missing the dunk.
Yeah. The same dunk that he used to do as a Knick. He tried to do it on us, and the basketball god said, "You're doing too much, sir."
Listen, when Quickly came into the Garden, when he was, had his first game, and he started doing all that little bouncing around after he hit that three, mm-hmm. and then the Knicks came and whooped his ass after that, I'm starting to, like, bro, I see how it feels on the other side when they doing all that, and I want to, you feel me? Like,
you want to slap him a little bit?
And then I'm glad that the Knicks actually can do it each time, but this time we lost the game, but I'm just glad that he missed that between the legs dunk, because what you doing that for? You wanted to be here. You was crying on draft night. And now you want to act out when you join the Indiana, the rival team. Like, come on, stop acting like that. And your haircut game is trash now. Sorry. Happy birthday, Ma. Sorry. But final thoughts on this game. Knicks lose 125 to 111. Alec Burks finished the night with 22 points. He had like a little stretch in the fourth quarter where he hit like three straight threes. But Boyan didn't really look great. He wasn't really efficient this game. He finished the night with only 11 points. What were your thoughts on the new additions?
Just par for the course, I think. They were not brought here for defense. Indiana is one of the best offensive teams, is the best offensive team in the league, pretty probably. We're already missing all of our defenders. It's one game. Like, one game, I have nothing. Like, they don't know the playbook. They're coming in cold, you know, trying to do what they can do, but fitting it into the team scheme, and it kind of looked like that. And, you know, ultimately, I didn't think that we were going to win this game because we now have Burks and Boyan Bogdanovic, because as good as offensive players as they are, the Knicks didn't really... Knicks needed more of a defensive mindset for this game. And it was pretty close game for the most part, right? Because of the offense. But I thought that the defense, not only in this game, but in games to come, was what really the Knicks needed to kind of focus on more. And missing Jericho Sims, missing Isaiah Hartenstein, missing a defensive presence close to the rim, it hurt them here. Knicks lost 125-111, and let's move on to the next game, unless you had something additional to say. But the Knicks versus the Houston Rockets on Monday, February 12th, mm-hmm. last year, we kind of messed up the days. We thought it was Tuesday and Thursday, but it was Monday and Wednesday. Monday, Knicks faced off against the Rockets, started off kind of slow. Kind of, everybody was kind of a little putting up shots, but they weren't going in. Tom Thibodeau goes for a challenge on a Taj Gibson attempted charge and loses the challenge, which would be
second quarter, right?
Which would be, which kind of was the momentum changer, and it would be very pivotal for something happening at the end of the game. In the fourth quarter, Dante DiVincenzo appeared to hurt his hamstring, still stayed in the game for a little bit, but in the next timeout, a little bit after the next timeout, Dante DiVincenzo asks out of the game. which is another starter that the Knicks lose due to injury. Still, without him, the Knicks bring the... They were at one point, they were losing by double digits. They bring the game to within two. Actually, they bring it to within four. And then finally, the defense kind of shows up. And Jalen Brunson hits two consecutive field goals. The last one, a mid-range jumper right in the defender's face, and ties the game at 103. And what happens after that? The Knicks defend once again. The final possession of the game. Rockets miss. Knicks do not get the rebound. The ball goes over to Aaron Holiday, who would have been killing us in the second half. And he's close to the sideline and close to half court, and he throws up a heave that we all know is going to miss. Jalen Brunson contests that shot, runs into him, kind of, not really. Doesn't really run into him. But he contests the shot, and a whistle goes off with 0.3 seconds, and they call a foul on Jalen Brunson on a tie game, on a heave that nobody thinks is going in.
With no time left.
With no time. Well, 0.3 seconds left.
No time.
And that's how the Knicks lose. The Knicks lose on free throws. On a call that probably shouldn't have been called. And why do we say it shouldn't have been called? Because after the game, even the referee was like, yeah, we shouldn't call that. The NBA says, yeah, that was not a foul. It doesn't matter. The game has been played. Holiday hits two out of his three free throws, intentionally misses the third so that the time can run out, which it does. Knicks lose 105-103 in a heartbreaking loss to where they already go without Dante DiVincenzo at the end. And Jalen Brunson wills this team back into the game. I've got nothing. What do you got, French?
I'm still stuck on the time at the end of the game because I don't recall the Knicks even getting a chance to inbound.
Because they didn't. They didn't inbound because he missed the third free throw. And then after the third free throw misses, all you have time left is to rebound the ball. And it was a smart play. If they were going to call that call, they didn't even need to hit the second free throw. You hit one free throw and you miss the next two and it's a rebound, the game's over. Like, you can't rebound the ball, call timeout, go to the other end of the court, draw up a play to get a... You can't. But he hit two because at the very least, if they were able to do that, all they could do was push it into overtime.
Immediately after this game, the referees admitted that the call was wrong.
Yeah.
Which makes it an even more disheartening loss, yep. Even though.
And then what followed that, the Knicks filed to have that. What is it? They filed to dispute the loss, basically, so that we can. Play the overtime that should have happened as a result of that missed call, but they're not going to win that. Knicks lose 105-103.
I mean, they could win it. They have a chance to win it.
No, they don't.
Why not? I mean, if any team has an opportunity to contest and win something, wouldn't it be in a situation where it's a horrible call that costs you the game? What would be the point of it having this in the game in the first place if it's not going to be?
You're asking a philosophical question. This has already been written about. There's only been one call that's led to additional game being played, essentially.
Oh, so it happened before?
Yes, but it wasn't because of that. It wasn't because of a blown call.
What was it because of?
It was because they. Pulled Shaq out of the game with a sixth foul, and he only had five, which is a misapplication of the rule. That's the only way that they will grant you that additional time for a game.
How the hell Shaq don't know how many fouls he got?
Well, then how did the referees not know how many fouls he had?
How did coach don't know how many fouls he got?
So
I don't get it.
So
they deserve to lose.
He fouled out of a game that he didn't foul out of. That was a misapplication of a rule, which is not a bad call, right? Bad calls, they're not going to say. They're going to say human error. No, you lost. We're sorry. It means nothing. And Yeah, that's what that is. So the Knicks aren't going to win. Don't anticipate that the Knicks, if there's a chance, there's a very small, insignificant chance. So, but I wouldn't go into this thinking, yeah, the Knicks are going to get to play an overtime game the next time. No, don't think that's going to happen.
I'm always going to jump the gun, so. All right. move on from this game. That was the only real takeaway from this game. Brunson was pissed. Tibbs was pissed. Mm-hmm. They both chose not to get fined after this game. So we're going to just leave it there. We're going to forget about this game in a week. Unless the Knicks win the contest, then it may be a good thing after all. But after all, the Knicks lose this game 105-103. Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Orlando Magic come. The Knicks go down to Orlando to face off against the Magic. And Bojan sits this one now with a sore left calf. Like you said, Dante DiVincenzo hurt his hamstring last game. He was out this game as well. And Hartenstein was also out with the Achilles injury still. Another game, only 8 active players. And the Orlando Magic basically took advantage of that. The Knicks couldn't really stop Paolo. The lack of size that the Knicks had the whole night, even though they had Jericho Sims back. There was no big man coming off the bench. Taj played how many minutes this game? Let's see. Taj played 9 minutes this game. Jacob Toppin got to play some minutes. They didn't really have any help off the bench. Jericho Sims played 40 minutes. Precious Achiuwa played 40 minutes. Precious had his best game as a Knick, 23 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists. That's random numbers if you look at this box score on a random Knicks night.
Sure.
That's literally what you would see from Randall. So that's a big night from a guy that we picked up as someone that doesn't even get mentioned.
He's not even going to be in the rotation when we get to playoff time unless Mitch or Hartenstein are still hurting.
Or if he keeps playing like this. Because how many of those guys are going to give you 5 assists too?
Hartenstein will definitely give you 5 assists or more.
Well, I'm not talking about Hartenstein. Hartenstein's solidified. I'm talking about out of all the other big men off the bench, all the other options off the bench.
You're talking about the bench. I'm just talking about who's going to play ahead of him. It's going to be Mitch. It's going to be Hartenstein. It's going to be Randall. He's not going to be in the rotation. Go ahead. Keep going, though.
Outside of Precious Achiuwa, Jalen Brunson had 33 points, 6 assists, but like I said, Orlando Magic overpowered the Knicks. Not much to really take home from this game. Knicks lose 118 to 100. I don't know why I said 100 like that. 100.
100.
But look, All-Star Weekend came. That's what we've been waiting for. Knicks could finally rest up. Couldn't get here soon enough. I'm waiting just to see some news reports about the Knicks players getting healthy back in the gym. We saw Mitchell Robinson's back in the gym with his trainer working out again. So hopefully he's going to be back on the basketball court. Man. I don't really want to talk about this game. Did you have any takeaways from this game?
You just went right. I'm just taking this whole shit over. We're going to talk about All-Star Weekend. Yeah, fuck this game. The only thing I had to say about this game was that New York faithful showed up in Orlando.
Yeah.
And quieted down very quickly.
Yeah. I don't like how Paolo was talking to him either.
Paolo was like, y'all need to leave. Oh, yeah. Y'all don't want to leave?
He told him to shut the fuck up first. Then he said, nah, take your asses home. I'm like, all right, bro.
He was very disrespectful.
Which,
on a night, I get it. On a night where it's like, y'all know we're going to win this game, right? And y'all still showed up like this? You see how many guys you're missing? You're playing 8 guys in your rotation. You have a minimum of 14 players that you have to have on your roster. And you can have up to 18, I think, or 19. You guys have 8. Y'all not winning this game.
Yep.
So that's all I kind of wanted to really touch on was how much trash Paolo was talking. He did what he was supposed to do as the leader of his team.
Got to see Charlie Brown again.
Yes, and Jacob Toppin, who will be part of All-Star Weekend festivities. Transition. All-Star Weekend, let's see that, right? Ah, oh, nice. All-Star Weekend festivities, which started last night on Friday with the All-Star Celebrity Game, which I watched some of it, and it was like a video game. I don't know. Did you watch it?
I saw like the last quarter.
Yo, every time that they came back from the commercial break, it was some newfangled thing that I was like, you know what? This is kind of silly. Like, I wouldn't want this in a regular NBA game, but for this kind of thing,
it was fire.
It's fire. Right. At first I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this. I don't know who 90% of these celebrities are.
Yeah.
And then it kind of got interesting because they had the football players. They were doing dunks and stuff in the game. They had all kinds of multipliers. If you shoot from here on the court, your points will double. You shoot behind this line. This line right here will, in the fourth quarter, this line moves. And if you... It was like, what the heck? They doing all this kind of, and I have no idea how they're doing this because it's all computer graphics that everybody can see after halftime. Oh, these guys are on fire. If they shoot, their points double. It was, I would watch probably like
it made me
a weekly thing of people of scrubs on this kind of court where everything is just changing up. But
they weren't even scrubbed. They had a couple hoopers on there. Like the dude from the NFL who won the MVP almost had 40 points, I think.
Right. Right.
And
he had about 36 points.
Was that because of the court?
Huh?
Was that because of the court?
Like, that he scored that many?
No, the LED court.
There was like an LED court that basically anytime there's just too much. I can't even explain it. He scored, I can't remember his name, but you're probably looking it up right now.
Yeah.
He scored mainly like in the paint. Like he was just playing football until he got to the rim, and then he would dunk it or he would lay it up. He had a couple jump shots too. I'm gonna give him that. But there was a few football players who played. There was a high jumper that played. I can't remember anybody's names, but that because I wasn't trying to really talk about it. But thinking about it, I was like, that was actually pretty cool.
Micah Parsons from the Cowboys.
Who it's always fuck the Cowboys, which is why I probably didn't remember his name. But it was nice. It was a pretty interesting game. If you guys ever have a chance to kind of look at the Celebrity All-Star game from last night, if they do that every week, I don't care who's playing. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to watch it and see, you know, I think they could have did a little bit better as far as letting people know what the rules were, who were on the court. Some of them didn't know. I'm like, if I was playing, I would be trying to get to this spot all the time, or I would be faking like I could so that we could get extra points. But Kai Cenat played. They seem to be ignoring him for large stretches of the game.
Bronx native.
He
ain't hold it down from the Bronx because he had nothing after this game, but it's all good. He was still out there.
They were pretty much ignoring him. They had him on a fast break and they didn't pass him the ball, and there was nobody within 20 feet of him. But anyway.
Shout out to Kyle.
So that was last night, Friday, for All-Star festivities. They also did the Panini Rising Stars Challenge, which I'm going to admit I did not watch. There were no Knicks on there, and I'm pretty sure that they didn't do the same thing that they did for the All-Star game. So, I mean, for the Celebrity All-Star game. So I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not watching that. But tonight, and we'll try to throw in some highlights if we can for the video podcast.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson will be part of the 3-point contest, taking over for Julius Randle from last year. And yesterday, when he was interviewed, he said his only goal is to score higher than Julius Randle's pathetic performance from the season before in the 3-point contest. I think
he hold it down last year. I didn't appreciate that.
I do think that Jalen Brunson has a legitimate chance to, I don't think he has a chance to win, but I think he has a chance to at least get past the first round.
Yeah.
Julius Randle was an injury replacement, if I recall correctly, last year. So he wasn't really supposed to be in there. I do think it makes more sense for Jalen Brunson to be in there, but I think that they should have had Dante DiVincenzo as a shooter instead of Jalen Brunson, especially like from the moment he was announced, Jalen Brunson was announced to now, man, he's putting up 15 threes a game. Pretty much. He's shoot out there. The only player in the NBA who is shooting with the consistency And with and at the clip, at the rate that they're shooting, the only person who's doing it better than Dante DiVincenzo this season is Steph Curry. So Dante should have definitely been in there. I thought that when Brunson was announced, and even more now, it looks sillier. Do you have any comments on the three-point contest?
I was about to say a stat, but I don't want to lie. But I do think that Jalen Brunson is, if not the most efficient three-point shooter in the NBA with high volume, he's top three. Because he attempts like 7 threes a game, and he's shooting 41%, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, which is down since Julius Randle's been out.
And in a format where you're in a 3-point shooting contest, I think his jump shot is definitely, along with Dante. Dante's jump shot is so quick, so he touches it. He doesn't even jump high off the ground. He just lets it go, and it's
quick release.
Quick release, and it's green every time. Like, doesn't touch the rim. And I think Jalen Brunson, he's going to have one of those types of nights shooting, because he doesn't jump high off the ground either. He just gets these shots off pretty quickly. Normally gets them off the dribble. So I think in a situation like this, like, it's even easier for him. So I think he definitely has a chance to move on, if not compete for the title of it.
Right. I agree with you. Like, that wasn't shade to Jalen Brunson. I just thought that, if we're talking about guys, a Knicks that could have played in the three-point contest that were going to actually win, Dante DiVincenzo would be in the top of the ballot. Also tonight, we're going to have a Toppin in the dunk contest whose name is not Obi. Obi was of our former slam dunk contest representative. Yeah. And
he won, but it was like one of those wins that was just like, they just gave it to him because everybody else is bad.
Yep. And then I thought that he really, even the dunk contest that he didn't win, I didn't think that it would have been ridiculous to say that he had some of the best dunks that night. I don't know why Jacob Toppin is in the dunk contest.
He got a bounce.
We didn't talk about it, but yeah, he had some dunks this week that was like, okay, Jacob, I see you. He's played in, I think the first time he ever played as a Knick was this week.
Yeah.
And either this week or last week.
No. He last played week. Against Obi.
Okay.
If you want to count that, even though it's like...
Right.
This is the first time that he played during meaningful minutes.
That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
And by the time this was announced, he probably only played like once or twice. I don't know why he's here. But whatever, he's a Knick. He's in the slam dunk contest. I hope he wins. The field is paltry.
I'm pretty sure.
We got Jalen from the Celtics.
Brown.
Jalen Brown. I was about to say Jalen Green. I'm like, that's the wrong Celtic. Jalen Brown from the Celtics.
It would have been dope if Jalen Green was in the dunk contest, though. He got bounced, too.
Today? Back in the day when he was in the dunk contest, yeah. Today,
no, I'm talking about Jalen Green from the Rockets.
Oh, Jalen.
I ain't talking about old Jalen.
Oh, okay.
That's not even Jalen Green, is it?
I think whatever. You know which Green I'm talking about. from the Rockets.
Jeff Green.
Well,
that's who you're talking about.
No, not Jeff Green. But Jalen Green from the Rockets definitely would have been dope. He was in the dunk contest the other day anyway, like a couple years ago. And I don't think he had a good showing.
Against Obi. If I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Anyway, enough about that.
Yeah, you're right.
Jacob Toppin, I don't think I've seen anything from Jacob Toppin to feel like he's going to win this contest, but we'll be rooting him on anyway.
He got bounced, and his brother was in the past dunk contest, so he has inspiration from that, and he knows, like, he's not going to be doing the same between-the-leg dunks that Obi always is doing. He got to show up and show out and, you know, separate himself from his big brother. And I think that's the only motivation I could give him. Because I don't know. You haven't really seen him dunk like that. But he does have bounce. And you don't need to have a name to win the dunk contest, as we've seen from the last dunk contest, if I'm not mistaken, where the dude from the G League won.
It was Gerald Green I was thinking of.
Gerald Green with the, he had a missing finger.
Yes.
And he won the dunk contest, I think.
He
right?
had bounce.
Yeah, he had bounce.
He had bounce. It was Gerald Green, not Jalen Green. My apologies to Jalen Green, who also has bounce.
Gerald Green is like the first like high flyer that we've seen this generation.
The first high flyer with nine fingers, yes.
Like he had bounce. He had more bounce than
no disrespect to Gerald Green.
Than Blake, I felt like. Like, I remember there was a NBA highlight where the title of the video was Gerald Green, oh my, wait, what's his name, Gerald Green? Gerald Green, oh my God. And he did like some alley-oop windmill,
mm-hmm.
and opposing bench jumped off the bench.
Yeah, he was nice.
He was wild. But this is the Knicks Take podcast, so we ain't going to be talking about no Boston Celtic players over here.
Jalen Brown, Jalen Brown, Jaime Jaquez. Is he a dunker?
I've never seen him dunk.
Mac McClung, who was, is he the defending champion?
Yeah, he's the G League guy.
Yeah. He'll probably win.
From the Oskala Magic? Osceola?
I didn't make an attempt to read it.
from the Scoliosis Magic?
I was just going to, G League Magic team.
Yeah.
Jacob Toppin, Mac McClung, Jaime Jaquez, and Jalen Brown. I don't even think Jalen Brown is really like, I don't know.
He does Mac the same McClung dunk every time too.
And yeah, yeah. So we've done two predictions. We don't think Jalen Brunson is going to win the 3-point contest. We don't think that.
But why are you saying we? You don't think Jalen Brunson is going to win the 3-point contest. Jacob is going to win the dunk contest. And Jalen Brunson is going to win All-Star Game MVP.
Right. Who's
thoughts?
Who would you say was winning the dunk contest?
Jacob Toppin.
Is that a legitimate?
Now that I've seen the list again, I was not, like when you first say it, like yeah, he's not winning the dunk contest. But when you see that list, Mac McClung
had some dope dunks last year.
He's 4'5" though.
Exactly.
And he's not gonna surprise you like he did last year. That's the reason why he won, because he was a surprise winner.
So you think Jacob Toppin is legitimately winning the dunk contest?
And who did Mac McClung beat last year?
But that doesn't change the fact that he could dunk.
Yeah, well. Everybody can dunk in the dunk contest.
No, but he could dunk well. That's why he won. It was not a contest. Like, it was not a contest, and it wasn't a contest because he was the only one dunking like that.
Man,
anyway,
listen, Jacob is going to do a 360 windmill off the glass over a car.
All right, since you're saying that Brunson's going to win, I'm going to list the players. Malik Beasley, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton, Dame Lillard, Lauri Markkanen, Donovan Mitchell, Karl Anthony Towns, who I believe won it last year, and Trae Young.
Brunson ain't winning. I forgot Curry going to be in this.
Right.
Curry and Sabrina Ionescu, ain't she?
No, Curry's not going to be in the 3-point contest. They're doing their own thing.
Oh, that's going to be separate.
You weren't listening to
me. No, I see it. I heard you list it, but then I remembered, like, isn't Steph Curry going to be in this shit too?
No, he's not. These are the participants that I just listed.
Yeah,
I did not list Steph Curry at all.
I see Brunson being in the finals with Kat. And, well, how many people get eliminated in the first round? Like two?
I'm just asking you who's going to win. You try to break it down.
Well, let me tell you who's going to get eliminated first.
Malik Beasley?
Malik Beasley's out of there. Scroll down. Malik Beasley, out of there. Why are you scrolling down? I want to see the names. All right. Halliburton, he's going to move on. Lillard, he might move on, but he's been to All-Star Weekend how many times? He don't really care about this. He's probably going to pack it in just so he can leave early. So he might get eliminated first round, even though he's a great shooter. Long story short, Jalen Brunson going to win this. Let's move on.
Thank you. we didn't need the breakdown of who's going to move on.
I had to think out loud real quick.
All right.
All-Star Game MVP.
That was the next one I was going to ask. Who do you think is going to win? Do you think Jalen Brunson is going to win All-Star Game MVP?
I don't think he's going to play a lot, to be honest. So I don't think he's going to win MVP.
Okay. And it really depends on how well whoever plays. I truly do believe that even though Halliburton is going to be the starter, I don't think that he's going to... I don't want to say that. I can see a world where Jalen Brunson starts pulling out highlight dribble moves and scoring off of them. And then he gets the same amount of minutes as Tyrese Halliburton like he did in Team USA.
Quick question off topic. Did they ever replace Julius Randle?
I don't know if they've announced it yet. I think they'll announce it either today or tomorrow. But he's not playing.
I know he's not playing, but that's weird. They normally announce it before the weekend, don't they?
Trae Young. Trae Young is in the All-Star game. All right, let's pick this up, bro. Let's pick this up. Do you think he's gonna win? No. I don't think he's gonna win either. All right, let's get into the injury updates.
Okay.
For the New York Knicks.
Mitchell Robinson started shooting around, video going around of him shooting threes.
How does that make you
monitored?
How does that make you feel?
I want to see him shooting free throws. Anytime I'm seeing Mitchell Robinson with a ball in his hand,
awesome.
A ball in his hand.
It makes it slightly less suspect than two balls, I guess.
It should be shooting free throws. Like, if you shooting free throws at a historically bad rate, why do you keep recording yourself shooting threes? And I love Mitch. I ain't trying to shoot at him right now, but come on.
I was really asking, how do you feel about the fact that he's shooting at all? But
he could have been shooting this whole time. I don't care about that. his ankle was the one thing that messed up, not his hands.
Right.
But Julius Randle, I heard he's made some positive steps. And oh, no, no, no. This is a quote I'm reading. Sorry.
I am Ron Burgundy. Go ahead.
The quote states.
From Ian Begley.
From SNY. I've heard he's made some positive steps in this 2 to 3 week rehab process. It's leaving people optimistic that Julius Randle will come back on the court at some point in the regular season. I believe he'll be back in a month.
From now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, outside of Randle and Mitch, OG Anunoby.
They reported 2 to 4 weeks from February 8th, which 2 to 4 weeks starts this upcoming week and ends the first week of March.
Yep.
So there's a rumor going around.
There's a rumor going around.
What, March 1st.
Tell me, is it true, my friend?
Might be the ETA for OG Anunoby. Kind of the same stuff we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. So we just want to see these guys come back and play.
Yeah.
Because we need them. Especially, we need at least one of Isaiah Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely need OG Anunoby.
Yeah.
If we're going to make this push to the playoffs, which the Knicks are currently the fourth seed with a half game lead on the Philadelphia 76ers for the 5 seed. And that half game is one measly victory. Which means we can't be losing out here. We need to pick up some ground with Joel Embiid out with his injury, especially if he's going to come back before the playoffs.
And speaking of Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers, who we have a measly half-game lead over.
This next game is going to be pivotal.
The next game is going to be versus the Philadelphia 76ers on Thursday, February 22nd. And as you just stated, Joel Embiid is out. Knicks should have some guys back after the All-Star break. I believe this is where the losing streak ends. As you've been watching, you probably haven't even realized that the Knicks have been on a losing streak.
Oh, no.
The Knicks have been on a losing streak to follow that very long 9-game winning streak.
If you've been paying attention, we did not list any Knicks victories this week.
At all. And I'm pretty sure we had some losses last week as well. So we're on a 4-game losing streak right now.
Correct.
And our next 2 games are against 2 of the top teams in the East. But next week, we're only going to be facing off against Philly. The next game after that is going to be against the Boston Celtics, which is going to be the day that we are recording. So we won't be able to talk about that next week. Mm-hmm. But I believe that's going to be a big game as well. But what are your thoughts on this Philly game? What do you think? You think we're going to win?
Well, they are coming off of a victory over the smoking hot Cleveland Cavaliers. They won by 2 points. With that said, depending on how healthy we are, they'll still be without Joel Embiid. And depending on how healthy we are, I don't see why we couldn't take this next game.
Yeah.
If we got Dante back, and we got Hartenstein back, that is most of our expected starting lineup. Probably Josh Hart is going to start. Probably Precious is going to start. Precious has been playing very well. Josh Hart, sometimes he plays well, sometimes he doesn't. I kind of would like to actually see Boyan start instead of one of those two.
Instead of Josh?
Doesn't matter which one.
I would rather Josh come off the bench, to be honest.
I don't mind Josh Hart starting. I don't like him starting next to somebody else who can't shoot, next to somebody else who can't shoot from three.
Right.
With that said, he's the best three-point shooter out of the three of those guys. So that's why it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me if he's starting or not. I just don't want him to be the best shooter out of the three guys that are not named Jalen Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo. But that's probably going to be the starting lineup because that's what Tibbs likes.
Something that should be noted as well.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the last game we played against Philly? It was in Philadelphia. We won by 40 points.
I remember.
This game is also going to be taking place in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time that they're going to be seeing the Knicks since that 40-point smacking that they received.
Yeah. Are you concerned that they're going to try and get revenge?
I'm concerned that because we don't have OG Anunoby, I'm concerned that even though Randle didn't have a great game last time we played them, his loss is going to be
felt.
It's absolutely going to be felt in this game. Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel like this game is going to go a lot differently than the last one did, which is probably going to, I mean, we saw that regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm having second thoughts because I'm not sure, but we have Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
And if we have a center on the roster, I think we have a chance. If we have Hartenstein coming back, Sims is healthy, we should be able to win this game.
I misspoke earlier. The last game wasn't against the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was against the
Warriors.
The Warriors, where they got blown out. With that said, it's so long in between these two games. They played on Wednesday the 7th against the Warriors and got blown out by 20-plus points. And then we're coming off All-Star game, and now we're going into Thursday the 22nd. They're not going to remember that game. Your fear on the 76ers, I'm just going to remind you that they're starting Paul Reed at center. They're going to have Kelly Oubre and Tobias Harris as the forwards. And we should have Isaiah Hartenstein and Precious Achiuwa. I'm not concerned about that. I'm not concerned about this team without Joel Embiid. Let me just say that. If Dante DiVincenzo is fine, if Jalen Brunson is fine, if Isaiah Hartenstein is fine, if Boyan and Burks play the way that we know that they're capable of on offense, I don't think that we should lose to the Philadelphia 76ers with all the rest that we've had over this week. We should be coming in rested. We should be coming in. We've lost enough games. I think the fact that we lost as many games as we have in a row for the first time all year, that's going to matter more to the Knicks than the 76ers trying to remember this blowout loss from however many games ago when their best player was on the court. Now they're coming into this game with him off the court. I don't think they were thinking about that game. This is a completely different team. They're going to have Buddy Hield and
Patrick Beverly.
Yeah, like this is not the same team.
It's only a month ago. It wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't, but I don't think they're thinking about it. So I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. If they lose, I'm not going to be surprised if the Knicks lose. They are still very shorthanded, but Joel Embiid is their guy. Jalen Brunson is our guy. We always have to worry about Tyrese Maxey, but, you know, I'm not concerned. Anyway.
Yeah, losing streak ends in Philadelphia.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right, and that's all we got, guys. Like we said at the beginning, probably going to be, or did we say it was going to be short? I hinted at it. This is going to be a short episode.
A shorter episode.
Yeah. Please make sure that you guys check us out on all of our streaming platforms, especially Spotify. Make sure you check us out there. Or if you want to, you can watch us on Spotify. You can also watch us on YouTube. Make sure you hit the like, hit the subscribe. Make sure you do the 5 stars if you want to listen to us on iTunes. Make sure you rate and review wherever you can. Mm-hmm. Make sure you comment. We want to have some engagement with you guys. We're going to try and respond to as many things as possible. And you're going to see a little bit more of us as we move forward. And with all, and if you want some stuff to read, we're going to try and put some stuff on the website, nickstake.com, where you can also purchase merchandise from us, shirts, hats, all kinds of things. We're everywhere now. So make sure you engage with us in that kind of way. French, you got anything you want to add on that?
I miss doing the French's recommendations at the end of episodes. I'm not going to lie. I be watching some shows. I'm like, yo, I used to talk about this on the podcast. I can't even do that no more.
Well, why can't you? I think that you, that might be something that you could do as an additional thing that we can put on the podcast stream midweek.
We can do that. I'm with that.
I like that. We go, look out for that too, guys.
Yo, the Vince Staples show though. That's the first recommendation of the year. But anyway, outside of that, I think we can wrap it up this episode. Make sure y'all check out that website. Make sure y'all are dropping comments. Do everything that he just said. Rate, review, get our platform, you know, get us a little notoriety. Get us some buzz out there.
Right.
But no further ado, we'd like to bid you adieu. Thank you
for listening to the Knicks Take Podcast. Peace, y'all.
Yeah, what it do?